Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two. We in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
Let's go, baby. How we feeling? How we feeling? One more time. All right.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Hey.
You know what it is? Kings win. We like the bean.
They do not know what Sacktown brings. Win on the low, that's a Sacktown thing. Talking about us, it's a bounce out thing. Must they forgot we some Sacramento Kings. Whole squad going crazy, yeah, we back with it. Northern Cali going crazy, one sack winning. If you doubted us, then ain't no backspinning. This is real right here, ain't no catfishing. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look towards the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. If you reppin' that
two in a row,
like the beam now.
Might as well.
Sack crowd, make sure everyone knows. Let me tell you how this thing really goes. Yeah, we travel deep. Whether we home or on the road, we lit. You don't want that smoke. We the team of the year. We shaking things over here. Don't doubt. We believe over here. We don't bleed over here. And let me just speak real clear. I only deal with real kings over here. So tell me what you see now. Coming down the lane off the rebound. It's 9-16 now. Look toward the sky like the beam now. Tell them like the beam, like the beam now. You can tell them like the beam now. Tell them like the beam now. You can tell them like the
beam. Young Zell, we welcome you in here to the Thursday, February 27th edition of D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Borland.
The ultimate needle mover.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
Here we are live.
From the worst slums of Sacramento.
But it's not so bad after a couple of Sacramento Kings victories. Kings do what everybody asked.
Yeah.
Go out there, handle business against the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, man.
They did that.
Yes, indeed.
It wasn't pretty, but they did it. I guarantee you, I don't guarantee you, we all heard it, or at least those that watched, saw the post. It's not good enough. Hey, but we're taking our steps.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did last night. Took care of business against the Utah Jazz, 118, to 101. And we're looking for stories out of these games, particularly, you know, when playing against these bad teams, you want to get the victory, but what are we taking away from it? Zach LaVine, really great night against Charlotte. Thought he had a really good night last night. Mm-hmm. Keegan Murray, arguably, question mark, his best game of the season. I mean, I know it was his highest scoring output, but it felt like last night was the best night of the season for Keegan Murray so far.
Now he's balling on both sides of the floor. Mm-hmm. I was telling the insiders during the handoff, man, after that first half, man, I had to tweet it out. I was like, man, he played damn near perfect in that first half and on both sides of the floor. And he kept it up throughout the game, kept up the aggressiveness, kept up the defense. The defense was so on point last night, man. And it was good to see that from Keegan. It was good to see that. That was much needed. And much like Zach LaVine and what he did, what was that, Monday night against the Hornets.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, this is something that catapults Keegan down the road. He doesn't have to play just like Zach scoring 42. You don't have to do this every night, but this level of aggressiveness and this level of two-way play, hopefully this is something that catapults him.
You know what number, man, is you talk about Zach LaVine and you know, kind of game to game. The number people should be excited about, like the 22 points, terrific. The 50, the 4 of 8, that's the number, because when Zach LaVine got here, you play those first 4 or 5 games or whatever it was, it's like, how did he get, like, why does it feel like people come to Sacramento and just forget how to shoot? And it took, you know, LaVine a little time to kind of find that rhythm, find that flow, and now he has a stretch. We laid it out yesterday. Was it 4 games? I can't remember if it was 4 or 5. I think it was 4. Yeah. I think it was 4 for LaVine, 5 for DeMar. Mm-hmm. He's back to shooting, you know, 40-something percent here from 3. And, you know, last night, I mean, we said this the other night, he's not going to shoot probably 8 of 9 every night. But if you can shoot 4 of 8, 3 of 6, you know, something in that range, Keegan Murray, same thing, 5 of 10 in that game. Those are the numbers you need from those guys from behind the arc.
Absolutely. Once again, tweeted it out. LaVine's starting to find his stroke.
He's Pause.
I paused it.
I know you did. So, yeah. I saw that tweet. I saw that.
But he's starting to find it. You know, he's starting to get his legs under him. Starting to have a situation where he just kind of calmed down. You know what I mean? It was a whirlwind, like we said, about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
With a newborn, with being traded, moving, trying to find new teammates and all this other stuff, or learn new teammates, and hopefully the last X amount of games. It's a sign of him starting to settle into where he's at. And, you know, he doesn't have to shoot 50% or even to 44%. But 38, 30, that's usually what he's been around in his career. Get to that.
Yeah.
And that's nothing but helpful to the cause, because that's better than anything they had before.
Yeah.
He looked, at least 3-point line.
For sure. Both of them. Maybe I wasn't watching Zach LaVine the same way, and I didn't watch this game twice either. So maybe LaVine was this way yesterday. He was certainly this way against Charlotte. But Keegan looked comfortable yesterday. Mm-hmm. He just looked comfortable.
Yeah.
Just like I don't know what that conversation with Doug Christie was with those guys following the Warriors game. But there seems to be a whether it's a level of calm, a level of comfort, a level of understanding. There seems to just be a more that offense seems to just look less forced and less clunky than it did, you know, certainly against Golden State, which was kind of bizarre. But what it had looked like, you know, even in the Pelicans wins, even in the games prior to the All-Star break. When, you know, Valanciunas and LaVine and all those guys are just getting here.
It always looks better because they're winning games and then they're blowing these teams out. But I wonder if after that Warriors game, there was talk of staying focused and keeping your confidence.
Do you think it looks better? You don't think it looks better?
No, I think it does. I'm just saying, like they scored 130 points against the Pelicans, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But they lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we can nitpick that because they lost the game. I think it does look better. I think these guys do look more comfortable. But I wonder if not only is it just time, practice time, and you know, getting your legs under you like we talked about.
Or maybe it's a verbal understanding.
That too.
Maybe it's a, like, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, step off the floor and talk to each other.
100%. And I saw in that Warriors game, mind you, it's just one game, but I saw in that Warriors game when the Warriors started to make a run, you know, you start to see some shoulder slump a little bit and frustration set in. And what I saw last night, because the game was, it took a while for the Kings to get going as far as like pulling away from Utah. I didn't see that. I saw aggressiveness continue to go out there and happen for those guys on the floor. They kept taking their shots. They kept pushing the ball when they had the opportunity and staying with it instead of something goes wrong, maybe slumping your shoulders or, you know, palms up, head to the sky, all this other stuff. And like I said, it's not even something where they're like mad at each other. They're just kind of, man, they scored again. Nah, forget all that. Go out there, keep doing what you do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've seen that a little. Yeah, exactly. That's a great word. I feel like we've seen that in the last 2 days, or last two games, excuse me. And hopefully that continues, man, because they got some tough ones coming up.
Yeah, as good old JR would say, business is about to pick up here. Is the road trip, the schedule gets a little bit tougher. Of course, you've got Houston coming up. I think that's on Saturday. So I think they go every other day once you get to Saturday. They no game tonight, no game tomorrow, and then, you know, we'll have a lot of basketball coming our way. This season is a mess, and I can't remember stuff the way that you do. They've played the Rockets how many times?
Once.
Oh, just
no,
once.
No, twice.
They beat them twice, though.
Beat them twice. Both of them were at home. I guess this is the last game because they're not in the division.
Okay.
So, yeah, they played them twice.
Because that was sitting in my head last night as I was thinking forward to the next game. Like, okay, Houston, oh, that's going to be – Kings beat Houston? They did. How many times did the Kings beat? I didn't remember if it was two or three or what.
Yeah, the first game was Fox and Dylan Brooks getting into it. And Fox, they didn't say nothing no more. That was that game. And then the second game was actually a TNT game, I think. And they just played them well and won. It was part of the 7-game winning streak.
I hate when the Kings got all the wins against a good team. I love it in the moment.
Yeah.
But now we're going to, this is the last, probably the last matchup, and it's like, oh. All right, man. Let's see what happens. Maybe they just match up well against Houston. Maybe they're as tough as Houston are. Maybe they're not phased by Houston's antics. But Houston, Dallas, which, man, that feels like a big game coming up in a couple of days. And then ends with Denver before coming back here for a game against the team that's it's in the news today. The Spurs and the next home game coming up 1 week from tomorrow. Greg Popovich told his players, I guess in person today, he will not return as the head coach this year. He said these guys are doing a great job, and it appears Greg Popovich's coaching future is very much in question. Reading between the lines, I have to assume his career is over.
Yeah, that's just my feeling.
Probably not fair to assume that type of thing, but again, all signs are pointing to Greg Popovich's career being over. And that doesn't matter. All that matters is if he's healthy or getting back to some form of healthy. But apparently it was an emotional meeting at the Spurs headquarters today with Greg Popovich. But that's the Kings' next home game. So you have this stretch of games where, and I think the Spurs played and lost last night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, lost easily last night. Houston got him.
Man.
I thought about
this is where that MVP discussion comes into play, where it's like, is Wimby the most valuable player? Because apparently they can't function without him.
No, they fell off a cliff, and they're getting beat up every night. I thought about whether or not we'd see De'Aaron.
Well, I just pulled up the box score.
Yeah.
You didn't see him last night.
It was nasty. I think, and I would advise him, you can't do anything worse to the finger in a week. You know, just as is, get this out the way.
I still think it would be funny.
It'd be hilarious. I'd tell him, play, get this out the way, and then shut it down like the next day.
Yeah, it'd be really funny, though, if on the 6th they're like, yeah, De'Aaron Fox isn't on the plane to Sacramento. He's on his way to see a...
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
A hand specialist or something
like
in Los Angeles.
I feel like they only got one game before this. I could be wrong.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah, they got like 2 days. They play on Tuesday, I think, and then they start. But they might play this weekend, though. I'm sure they do, actually.
See, this is what LeBron was talking about. This is insane. Holy crap, you're right.
They only have the one game
on Tuesday? Well, I don't know that they play. Their next game is February 1st, which is Saturday, right? Is that Saturday?
Yeah.
February
Saturday,
1st.
Sunday, Tuesday.
Oh, no. You're no. They got no, two you're games. Yeah, they play. They got a back-to-back.
Well, they're going to lose that one. You know, they've lost 8 straight games with no days rest.
Okay.
So they're losing on Sunday.
No days off. No days off. We'll come back. We'll talk more about the Kings. We wanted to see something last night. Some of us put our Prize Picks lineup on it.
Oh, well.
That's why our bank accounts are going home empty. We'll talk about that. Demonte Sabonis, what's going on with him? Stilo and Casey here on ESPN 1320. Oh, they said Sentinel is back.
Hey.
Sentinel is back.
Hey. The NBA is hella funny, bro. Why?
Dude, that was the fact that every team was posting about a parody account yesterday is crazy. Absolutely crazy.
NBA is hella funny. Hey, Stephen A. Smith was tweeting about it too.
Yeah, he just put Rip Sento.
And they said he was the one that got him suspended. they're not saying like he was, but they're like, he's looking a little suspicious. And he at the at the funeral talking about rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the one that got him suspended. They said it's either him or Kyle Hurd.
Okay. All right.
But the NBA, hella funny. Kings got in on it, so Miami. This beam is for
Miami said we'd like to dedicate this win to NBA Sentinel.
Oh, man. That's hilarious.
Some people were really upset. Even Haters Report was like, hold up. Accounts posting all kinds of violent, hateful, and racist things on this app. But NBA Sentinel can't post jokes.
See, that's family right there, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's family.
And then you have the wet blankets of Twitter. Why is everyone making jokes or so caught up about this fake account going away? It's only been bad for us. Shut up, bro.
Get away.
Yeah.
Who was bitching? Was it Nick Stauskas again?
I didn't even look. I didn't know who the Celtics writers was.
Oh, doesn't surprise me.
You talk about your people.
They're not my people, bro. You know how I feel about the people.
Tell them to go watch Celtics Town and let us have fun over
here. You need to stop disrespecting the documentary.
It's 9 parts.
Yeah, for champs.
Bro, if they don't, that should be 90 minutes.
Celtics Town.
Cut it in half for every championship that they have.
Stop it. Stop it, bro. Stop it.
But it's not covering every championship. It's just covering one.
No, I'm just throwing out. They got 18.
No, I think it's covering. I think it's covering. I think it's just the last year.
I thought it was just this past season.
They talking to some OGs? So I think it's the.
Always around though too.
I think it's the Celtics.
They ain't got nothing better to do, so they just linger around the organization like Paul Pierce.
Sorry, Jesse.
I think it's the franchise joint.
Celtics Town? Jesus.
Something like that.
Hey, Bill, come up with a dumber name. Celtics Town.
9 episodes. Goodness gracious.
Celtic City?
Maybe.
That might be it.
That's even worse.
Yeah, okay. God damn it, you two. The documentary is called Celtic City.
What did I do? He brought it up.
Celticsville, call it whatever you want.
Okay, Celtic City isn't much better. Like, Celtics Town is awful. You're a fan of the... We'll launch episode 1 of Celtic City, a 9-part docuseries that takes an extreme deep dive into the history of the winningest professional basketball franchise on Earth.
All right, settle down. Aren't the Lakers up?
What do you mean?
Don't they have more?
No, they know.
Oh, wow. Last year,
what
have
I told you? No, okay. Everything about the Lakers.
Whoa.
Yeah, thank you. Everything about the Lakers has been them chasing the Celtics. Winning Time was a series about them. Hey, guys, the Celtics are really better than us. Let's try to chase them. Starts with them chasing, it ends with them chasing because they lose. Like, all the Lakers have done is chase the Celtics.
They tied them until last year, though, right?
I guess, but it's like if you're in second place the entire time, like, it's not really a close race.
Hey, how many y'all got in color TV?
How many do you have?
I don't have any.
Let's talk about you, actually.
I'm a Kings fan.
Let's talk about you. Yeah, let's talk about you. punching above your weight class right now.
Well, we do have the gold tag. The Clippers don't even have the gold tag. They don't do that no more, though.
Okay. This is so confusing. I forget there's still an actual HBO channel. That confuses the crap out of me. There is still an actual HBO channel.
Right.
So for you dinosaurs that have HBO, you could start watching on the 3rd For the rest of us, the new episodes start streaming, it looks like, this weekend and run through April 28th.
Winning Time, greater than Celtic City.
That's fine. I don't care about a second Celtics documentary.
When is Nick City coming out? Watch that.
How about we come up with a different name?
Nick's Burrow.
You're just
Nick's documentary is just gonna be
for that one. You can just run back no. Charlie Brown missing the football every time he tries to kick it for the next one.
It's the guy outside. What was the catchphrase when the Knicks got good? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That was the Brody outside the garden?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that. It's going to be that.
Bing Bong City.
Man, I don't know why, but.
Maybe that's a club in Vegas.
Bing Bong. I don't know why. I'm not okay with this. Whatever's going on right now, I'm not okay with
King,
it.
Kings, I was about to say, Kings would be like the Bing, but they might try and get like Cowbell or Cowtown or something like that. I think like the Beam.
Down in the Valley.
Beam City is there.
That was awful. Now, like the Beam, I think Light the Beam has almost killed the whole cow thing.
It's not even, the cow thing's not even a thing anymore, I feel like.
Well, they do have cowbells. They hand out cowbells.
Well, yeah, but that's like.
It probably doesn't, I mean, I guess if you say, I mean, it never really changes. Like like Natoma still looks the same in like terms of when you fly over the airport. There's not a ton there.
No. Just added a Starbucks next to that Nations actually, Kenny was talking about.
No, Natoma's actually kind of.
No, Natoma's is, but when you fly into the airport, like you still see land. Well, Woodland, then you still see fields and lands and.
There's a part where you hop on the freeway near Natoma. It's like between there and the arena, the old arena. It's like it's just grass and.
It's not until you like really start to land that you go, oh, that's I used to live right there. Oh, this no, there's houses here. Like okay. Cowtown, whatever.
That's about to end. You see all that stuff they building back there? Like neighboring the airport.
Oh no, I mean I believe it. There's nothing that's but crazy. Space there. Yeah. There is nothing but space there.
They got streets already ready, the street lights, the houses.
Well, I know I've never taken it, but they used to not have an exit besides the 99 split off. They used to not have an exit between Del Paso and the airport. Now there's the one that takes you to Amazon.
Yeah, facts. And the airport is putting a second set of upgrades out there, man.
I guess another rabbit is on the way. We're going to spend a bunch of money on a stupid-ass rabbit for you guys to take pictures of.
And throw a rabbit next to the exit right there.
Pictures galore, I promise you.
It's going to be like the Welcome to Las Vegas sign that people do. Welcome to Sacramento, and it says stupid-ass rabbit.
The fabulous city of Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. The funny part about that sign is that is an entirely different part of Las Vegas.
Well, they got two of them.
Oh, do
and
they?
They're hella far away. They bookend the strip.
Oh, I didn't think, but that's not even on the strip, is it?
Yeah, it's hella far from the strip, though. Like, it's hella far. No, I shouldn't say it like that. But, like, Mandalay Bay.
It's hella far from the strip? Or?
Or from where we look at the strip.
It's, oh, okay.
You get to Mandalay Bay, and then maybe you can see it from there.
Really? Because yeah. Mandalay Bay is, like, the end, because that's where Allegiant is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, it's across the street, but it's there.
Right.
I thought it was some. Because I thought it was somewhere completely different.
Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. I think you can see it from Mandalay. Like,
That street? There's a. It's a street. Like it's a famous street, but it's not like the strip. Like it's like yeah.
Talking about Fremont Street.
That's
Fremont.
It. Yeah, that's yeah. It. Isn't that
yeah.
where the sign
yeah,
is?
Yeah, they got one there too.
Because people were like, "Yeah, no, it's a little crazy down there.
It
like,
is
it's a little crazy
Once
down there.
Once you get to Circus, it starts getting crazy. Trust me, I know.
Well.
I went to Circus one time. I was like, yo, get me out of here.
Circus very regularly, like, just, it's not even voted the worst hotel in Vegas. It's just like, don't go here.
You think anyone's been to Circus twice? Like, you go, yeah, like you go to Circus once. It's like, all right, that's enough.
You know where I
never stayed at a Circus.
You know who I think
gets, I've been to Circus. I never stayed there.
You know who I think gets rooms at Circus are people who are like, well, we're not even going to bed.
Yeah, we're just going to be out.
I
need somewhere to lay my head.
That's
at
it.
5 a.m. real quick.
That's it. And those are the people who are like, yo, spend $7 and go to Circus. Yeah, you know we could die there. It's at that point, by the time we put our head, it won't even matter.
Yeah, circus is, but I'll go back because the
you're gonna leave with something too.
Well, I ain't gonna stay. I ain't gonna lay my head there, but I'll go into circus.
Better not.
It's good for the kids.
Better
the kids
not on a pillow.
The kids love it. The little amusement park of it is pretty cool. It's not even that. It's just like the carnival.
Okay,
but it's cool. It's cool. They got a Popeyes in there.
Need Sam to relax real quick. So there's no disrespect to Natomas, but it's Yuba City. Don't do that to
us. Oh, no.
Don't
stop that. No, sit down, Sam.
Show some respect.
Down, that is Sam. Disrespect.
Sit down.
Take a lap, Sam.
Yuba City's hella far.
To the wall and back, Sam.
Yeah, fence and pack.
Yeah, I stayed at Circus in Reno when I was 21. not recommended.
Reno. Yeah. Reno's an interesting place by itself.
Reno is a...
It's an interesting place.
I haven't been to Reno in,
I hadn't been in a long time, and I went last spring. I was like, damn, it's just how I remembered it.
Very forgettable.
Just how I remember it.
Very forgettable.
The basketball tournament is there, though, so, you know, it's good. It's a good time out there, but, yeah. Yeah, man.
You're going to have to send Domas to Reno and get him some old school G League team.
Got him playing with the Bighorns.
Send him to the Bighorns and let him get some run out there.
Domas putting up 60, 20, and 10 in the G League.
Domas on his rehab assignment out there scored 87. Man.
Did you see that video? I want to talk about Domas, but did you see the video the Kings did about what's the highest? They were asking the players what's the highest they'd ever scored.
I did.
DeRozan said, I don't know, 60, 70, 80, something like that. 80.
No, isn't it 40-something? What, didn't he just do it?
Well, they said it on any level.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Because who said 62 in grade school or something
like that?
That was
Zach LaVine. Yeah, that's sixth grade, he said.
That's who it was.
Markelle Fultz scored 59 at Dykeman. That's like basically Rucker. It's the new Rucker. I don't know. I mean, not a shout out to him. They said any place.
What's your career high?
Oh, good question.
I scored like 52 in a rec league game one time, but like in like an organized game, it's 36, I think. Yeah, 36.
We'll tell the 52. Don't worry.
Yeah. Just tell 52.
Any level.
Career high 52.
And we have four players. It was 4-on-5.
Okay.
That was when I was young, though. I was like 23. I could run around and do that. I barely got energy to get 25 right now.
Oh, Old E with a good question. What's your career high for steals?
That is a good question.
Does anyone keep track of that?
Prize Pick says more or less 1.5.
Oh, that. You're going to lose if you say less. I'm like... Am I in the books for steals at East Bay?
I thought we were going to get a player comp.
I average like two a game.
Shea.
It's true. Like yeah, defensively, who are you like?
De'Aaron. Shea. I average two a game. Left the league in steals.
Yeah. That's why KC going to ask for a trade here.
They let go of the coach. He's like, I'm out of here.
KC going to go join. It's going to be KC and Joe in the morning over at the morning roast.
It's probably like six or seven.
Okay.
Me and my homeboy Brian, we used to have a friendly competition about getting steals. Like if there was like a 50-50 ball out there, like we'd damn near fight each other to go get it because we were trying to see who can get the most steals. So there's probably like six.
It's good stuff. I'm going to need someone to get with Domas and say, hey, let's have a competition of getting you back to a 20-point-per-game score.
My boy's struggling right now.
Strangely enough, he actually took 12 shots last night. He was
uncharacteristically
inefficient.
Yeah, 0-for-4 from 3. All his threes look tough, man. I was mm-hmm. like, man, it's in my man's head right now, man. You think so? Yeah, I think so. Just
the shots in general?
I think the shots in general, but you can see it on the three ball.
Mm.
That he's just fighting it a little bit. I don't think it's something that's going to last, but he's not in rhythm right now. He's not as we would say for like a quarterback, like Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. He's not seeing it right now.
Mm.
He's just not seeing it. And I think it's something that, you know, will maybe last another game or two or something like that, and then he'll get back to it. But right now, he's not seeing it, not feeling it.
You think this is something where the personnel they have now is just kind of like he's kind of forced to just take a back seat?
No.
Like Zach and DeMar are players who kind of got to get theirs.
Yeah, but when in Charlotte, he had the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. Like against when
but maybe more he's facilitating when Levine, here.
Yeah, like, and I don't know. So that's what I can't. That's what I just don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know that's a Domas choice. Like Domas gets the ball in position and he decides what he's going to do with the ball.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, and so, like, it's you know, you look back, really in the first half, he didn't play at all in the first fourth quarter when Levine went crazy against Charlotte. He had the ball a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, we're going down the floor and Domas isn't touching the ball. Domas is deciding to do what to do with the ball. That game was far more of a something you see from Domas. Domas is going to make the right basketball play, or what he perceives to be the right basketball play, 9.8% times out of 10. He's going to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's what he did with Charlotte last night. It looked, I don't know that I noticed like it, being in his head, but last night I was like, man, it just looks clunky. Mm-hmm. Like he just looks weird.
Yeah, he's not feeling it right now. He had a moment. I can't really pull it up for the audience, but there was a play in the first quarter where somebody gave him the ball at around the elbow, and he was by himself. That should have been a 14-foot jump shot right there. And there was Walker Kessler. Mm-hmm. He was like in a tough spot because they had a guy that was going backdoor. I think it was Levine. And Domas was right there, and he just kind of didn't know where to go, but he was backing up more and more because he thought Domas was going to pass it. And just 14-foot jump shot was right there for him. And Domas kind of like had the ball, wasn't even sure whether to dribble or attack or shoot. Dribbled once, still wasn't sure, and then like tried to pass it and turned it over. It was one of those things where like that, I looked at that like, ah, man, he's just indecisive right now. He's not sure what's going on, what he should do. He's not feeling it right now. And, you know, I think it's something that'll come back. But it's just one of those moments right now. Just one of those moments. He's not feeling it right now.
I don't think it's anything to worry about. It's just a little frustrating because mm-hmm. you kind of want – you want a constant, right?
Yeah.
And if it's like Levine trying to find himself, yeah, that's fine. Working LaRavia and cool, like whatever. Like you need a constant. Mm-hmm. And Domas is normally that guy. Yeah. Like, look, Keegan's not hitting threes, fine. Levine not hitting three, whatever. Malik, that's fine. Mm-hmm. You've got Domas. And that hasn't really, you know, been the case. Thankfully, they've had the other guys. But that hasn't been the case the last couple of games.
For a point of reference for that play, I found it. If you go, for anybody that's by a computer or anything else like that, go to NBA.com, go to the box score of that game yesterday, just click on the turnovers tab for Domas. It'll show all his turnovers, and it's the last one. And it's just indecisive. He wasn't alone in this one. He tried to throw an alley-oop to DeMar. Well, that's what he tried to do. Okay. And ended up turning the ball over. And it was... Yeah. It's tough. You see the gears turning in his head right now, and like I said, I think it's something that he'll work through and he'll figure out. But yeah, right now it's just a tough spot for him.
And what was good too last night is that Valanciunas was really good.
JV.
Yeah.
JV was really good, man. That's a badass right there. I like my boy JV. I almost tweeted out the or talked about today the whole Buddy Hield thing. Hey, man, hey, sign this guy. I think he got a year left, right? It was a two-year, $20 million deal.
That sounds right.
Hey, JV, stay here, man. See, I love seeing him in the
KC
game.
KC sending the Kings into the apron to keep Valanciunas around. Kings into the apron to sign Valanciunas to $10 million deal. Going to cost them $40 per year. Kenny Caraway, general manager.
Ain't that what happened with the Warriors and Kelly Oubre?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, I think it was like seven. It cost them like $70 million. Yeah, it was like a $15 million deal.
They were so far above
that was crazy.
The tax. It just killed them.
But yeah.
That was the whole point in having a player to kind of back up Domas a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Is that's that. Well, you had 26 points off the bench. They all came from two guys, mm-hmm. but still, you had 15. You had, you know, two mm-hmm. double-digit scorers off the bench in Keon and Valanciunas. Hey, how's Keon's ankle? Played 33 minutes last night. Bro is just fine.
Just fine.
I'm starting to think he didn't play in the second half just because, Keon and Charlotte, we're fine.
I felt like I might have heard, like, he was willing to test it out. And they held him back a little bit. Maybe I'm making that up. I don't know. But I thought I heard that. And they said, no, we're not going to push it. But, yeah, he 33 minutes last night. What would you say? He had 11?
He had 11 points, yeah.
11 points last mm-hmm. night. Yeah, he's yep. good. He's straight.
Yeah, 11 points, 4 or 5 shooting, 3 of 4 from 3. Valanciunas, those guys off the bench, man, they were effective. 6 of 7 for Valanciunas, including a made 3.
Jamie hey. Got that. That's hey. My boy right there, man. Hey. That's my boy. Now he got the three ball cooking.
There's gonna be a starting lineup controversy here with Valanciunas putting up numbers like that.
That boy Jamie did all that.
Would Domas be more effective off the bench? Check out my new podcast here, Kingstown.
Kingstown.
King City.
If Domas would. Stop being selfish and just go to the bench.
That's what it is. Domas just selfish. Valanciunas is clearly a better fit. Just clearly a better fit. I mean, how much would this open up Malik Monk if Valanciunas started?
Malik Monk is another one. He had a sneaky, pretty good game last night, man. 13 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. That's a nice little point guard game. He had the 3 turnovers.
I think all three
of them were missed alley-oops.
But does that count as a turnover?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, the ones that he threw, yeah.
Oh.
Because the Jet, they got the ball or went out of bounds when he threw those two alley-oops.
You say still had the 3 turnovers. I think he'll take the 3 turnovers. The number that seems to bug him is 4 and 5.
Mm.
Those are the ones that he'll, like, I mean, 3 turnovers, 35 minutes, primary ball handler. Not the worst. It's not the worst. I'm sure he's pleased that, he's not in that 4 or 5 range that he's been in the last few games, because he'll be quick to point that out. I hear you. I kind of thought Malik was just there. Not bad. Yeah. I just thought he was kind of there. I'm not worried about Malik. It's funny. The team shot 52%. Let me get the exact. Yeah, thank you. They basically shot 53%, and I didn't feel that during the game at all. And I think part of it is probably Domas
mm-hmm.
and Malik. I think those are the guys I kind of have my eyes on the most.
And the game, it didn't bother me. It's the NBA. There are guys on that Jazz roster that are like, oh, he actually can play. Like Sensabaugh, Collier, even Clarkson, even though he couldn't throw it in Salt Lake City yesterday or in the Salt Lake yesterday. But Kessler, I like Filipowski, even Keontae. But it probably also felt that way because that game stayed a little closer than probably people expected it to for a little longer than it did. It was a 2-point game halfway through the third quarter, wasn't it? And then I think that's when it got to 2, that's when the Kings opened up and never looked back. But, you know, probably for 2.5 quarters, people were like, hey, would you start blowing this team out? Like, what the hell's going on? And they couldn't never really get away from them. And then they finally did. So for me, I can't speak for him, but maybe that's why it didn't feel like they were shooting as good as they ended up shooting.
Okay. In defense, the Great Salt Lake isn't that big.
Never been there.
Well, me neither.
Oh.
I just had to look up. Wait, is there a Salt Lake in Salt Lake City? Well, there, of course there is. This is the Great Salt Lake.
That's what it's called, the Great Salt Lake.
The Great Salt Lake. Yeah.
And there's Salt. I think what's his name? Tony Jones was talking about. Like, yeah, you people go there. There's salt in the lake, literally, obviously. And I think he said they drink from there or something. I don't know.
What did they do that for?
It's Utah.
Well.
Better lake, Salt Lake or Folsom?
Folsom for life.
Yeah.
Is there still a Folsom Lake?
I think it's back.
Do we need to put some salt in it?
I think it's back now.
Okay.
Because at one point, that was kind of scary to see.
Yeah, at one point, that was nuts.
Yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
Salt bottom. I think it's back, though.
Okay.
Hopefully it's
welcome
back.
Welcome back, Folsom Lake. We'll come back. More basketball to talk about, more Kings basketball to talk about, Doug Christie to talk about. Doug Christie, now 17-10 as the Sacramento Kings head coach. Let's talk about that. Steelin' with Casey here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. I wish people could hear how abrupt these commercials come to an end sometimes. Jesse's like, yeah, I got a Costco card. We're back. All right.
Hey, still got work to do.
Hey, no doubt.
Shout out to the city of Sacramento. Did you see the trailer drop this morning?
Yeah, I did. I saw Sean Cunningham tweeted it.
Yeah, man. Sacramento the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Trailer dropped. I don't know when it comes out. Probably this summer or something like that. But I saw obviously the Tower Bridge. You saw the water tower.
Mm-hmm.
dive bar.
I saw
dive bar, and I saw Gunther's. Gunther's ice cream. So
okay,
I Michael Cera is how you say his name, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it. He's pretty funny. Ever since Superbad, to me, so I would probably eventually watch anyway, just because he makes me chuckle. But definitely got to go see that.
It'll be like one of those dumb funny movies that we like. I think.
The ad said it's like super bad for 30-year-olds. So
okay, I'll take that.
Yeah,
I'll take that.
Definitely got it. But definitely, our boy WCW, he tweeted me the gif of Leonardo. Yeah, he said that's all of us during the trailer.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna be doing the whole movie. I wonder if they're gonna come to Meadowview.
Well, it doesn't because, someone just group text us. The movie Sacramento looks way wider than Sacramento. So I'm guessing they don't go to Meadowview.
They stayed in Midtown.
I'm guessing they stayed.
I wonder, speaking of Leo, him and Tiana Taylor.
Wild transition.
Well, we just said Leo.
Well, no,
his meme.
I got it.
Speaking of Leo, him and Tiana Taylor did a movie down there. I wonder... I don't even know
what that is.
I don't know either. But I wonder if it was like in the movie, they're like, yeah, we're in Sacramento, or they just shot in Sacramento.
Sacramento, the new LA? People are asking.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, Lake Show.
That's what they're saying.
Whoa, what does that have to do with the movie?
It does.
Casey brought Redacted to the West Coast, and he brought LA to Sacramento.
Wow.
Don't worry, Casey, I got your back.
Thank you. I wonder, like you said, I wonder if that movie's even coming out. But, yeah, I wonder if they're in Sacramento or they just shot scenes and used Sacramento. But no, and every time we talk about shows and movies with Sacramento, I got to give a shout out to The Mentalist. To this day, the only one that was set in Sacramento, even though they never filmed in Sacramento.
What movie?
The TV show, The Mentalist.
Oh, The Mentalist. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They never shot once in Sacramento, I don't think, but it was set in Sacramento.
I don't think I ever knew that show was set in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. I don't even know if they mentioned Sacramento. But you could, like, they'd have, like, the picture of downtown in the window, like, of the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you knew you were in Sacramento, but I don't know if they ever stepped foot in Sacramento.
The Mentalist. What was that, TNT?
CBS.
Yeah. Oh, it was CBS. Those, yeah. Word. CBS, oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a good show, Oldie. It was a real good show.
I don't. I mean, I remember it. I just don't think I ever saw it.
Mm-hmm. Jazz used to watch it. That's how I kind of got hip to it.
Great info from our source. Even Stevens was in Sacramento as well, if you're in the Disney Channel, I believe. It's one of the old school shows.
Stevens. I think I was out of the.
It was like late 90s.
I was out of the Disney Channel game at that point.
It's like a late 90s Disney show, maybe early 2000s.
Yeah, I was out of the Disney Channel game at that point.
Yeah, charismatic in the chat house.
Stevens.
I don't think I
was ever set in Sacramento.
Oh, look,
that's
it.
First I've learned.
This looks like the type of show that guy would watch. What is this?
What does that mean?
This is strong. Like, this looks like a boy. What is that show?
Boy Meets World. Yeah.
Knockoff. This is like the Kirkland version of Boy Meets World. What is this?
It might not be seasons. Wrong, actually.
Had three seasons.
A seventh grade misfit.
Oldie says anyone over 35 doesn't know that show. Talking about Even Stevens.
No, I don't know Even Stevens.
Okay, yeah. Y'all got me.
But shout out to them. Set in Sacramento. All right. I pulled up the first full episode on YouTube. I want to see if they ever show Sacramento.
Shia LaBeouf is the star of this show.
Yeah, I think that was like when he first got his like first big break or something.
Huh. How about that?
After Paradise, we'll all start Even Stevens.
All right, man.
You know what I do want to kind of rewatch? Is he at Arden Mall?
Ooh.
I'm looking at Even Stevens right now. I think he's at Arden. He is at Arden.
Oh, so they were there, huh?
This is a shoot?
He's at Arden.
Oh, hang on. Oh, everyone pull up an episode of Even Steven. So what is this?
I'm pretty sure he's upstairs at Arden Mall. It's episode one, season one, the pilot episode. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes in, he's at the mall. I think this is Arden.
All right,
episode
minutes.
Six is someone getting lost at the Cal Expo.
Okay, I see you. I don't know how.
Yeah. Ah, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Oh, wait a minute. No, this is not Arden.
No.
This is L.A. because there's three stories.
Oh,
here.
Don't do that.
Oh, no. Oh, boo. Yeah. Are you sure there's three stories?
Because I got it playing. I don't know. He might be at Arden.
Oh, this.
Well, this is Johnny Rockets, I think he's at.
This looks like the upstairs at Arden.
No, you're right. I thought I saw three levels.
And we got people saying Kenny might have to retake his Sacramento card test.
Wow.
Nah, that's not still, okay. That's not Arden. That's three levels. That's
nah, hold
right.
on. Okay, you know, so we go.
Yeah, well, no, that's three levels.
Nah, hold on. 11. No, I got
it was
the marker.
So much cooler 2 minutes ago when it was Arden.
No, I got the marker. we're gonna do this as a family. Even Steve, this is what we say this was episode one.
Episode one, season one.
Episode one.
Yeah, no, this is. I'm looking dead at three levels right now. Sorry, guys.
Wow. Wow. Okay, hold on. Okay, we muted. Let's go.
Us.
Let's go. 10. I got it marked. 10. Hold up. No, there was this. How'd I miss it? Stand by. God damn it. now it's running an ad.
You're even Stevens' leader.
Hold on. I think, is there a live? Oh, is there a live Snow White?
That sounds about right.
There is a live Snow White.
Is it out? Or is it coming out?
It is March 21st.
Oh, okay. That sounds about right.
Shout out Snow White.
All right. Now,
it's looking like it. You know what I mean?
That Arden?
It looked like it. I don't want to ruin
it. And
if
you get the urge to pick your nose, just say no. That's the dialogue that's happening on this show. So we're no, not Arden.
Not Arden. Well, go to.
I'd like to remind you, I haven't been to Arden in maybe.
Why don't we just lie and say it is?
We can. But
like I said, like 3 minutes ago, it was, and it was so much cooler.
Go to 11:45, and you clearly see it's a three level mall.
Man, how long are they in this mall?
Right, yeah, about right there. Yeah, and then they start walking, and unfortunately, yes, it's three levels. It's three levels, so they're probably somewhere in L.A. Look at that.
That's oh, yeah, that looked more like the gallery. Come on, man. That ain't no Arden Mall. This dude, Kenny.
Yeah, how did, right come here?
How did I know it was three levels before? I thought they were just upstairs.
You just be saying stuff. Is this Arden Mall?
I was all excited for what?
That's like when they have Sac State. They used to have Sac State on NCAA football, and you would play at Sac State, and it was this glorified version the stadium they had. They had an upper deck, and it sat like 50,000. Like, that's they're probably staying there at Arden.
They might be fun, yeah.
I was low-key kind of shocked that San Jose State Stadium in NCAA 25.
Yeah, yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Sac State going to get there.
Shout out Sac State.
Yeah, they going to get there.
Kenny Capaway.
I didn't cap. No. I asked the question, and then I looked, and I said, no, it's not. It's not. That's
no, you said, is this Arden Fairmont? It is. It is.
Yeah.
That's like Vince McMahon. 1-2. He got it. No, yeah.
Julio's got it right here. Julio's got it. Fencing back for KC. Yeah. Fencing back for that one.
This is like a 9-story mall.
That mall. Man. It's the Mall of America. Lex Luger coming up any second.
Yeah, if we keep scrolling, Hulk Hogan's going to be in the ring.
Yeah, Trojans, I think
we're going to pass Hulk Hogan's pasta shop that he had at the mall.
Trojans, I think you are right. I think that is Glendale. Homeboy, he lived across the street from Glendale Galleria.
Wow.
Nice place.
We stray further and further from being a sports show every day. You know that? I was thinking about that yesterday.
We're a lifestyle show.
Exactly.
What part does Even Stevens fit into the lifestyle?
Even Stevens, he probably stayed in Carmichael. Right where he stayed. How does Domas fit into Even Stevens? Does he find a shooting touch?
Well, like the dialogue says, if he has the urge to pick his nose, just say no.
So. If you have the urge to pass the ball, just say no. Shoot it.
And Domas, if you have the urge to lay it in, just dunk on someone.
That's what he did last night. Though.
Yeah, he
one.
Did.
That was a nice play.
Domas dunked more when he get ahead of steam than when he backs someone down.
Yeah, freight train coming through.
Yeah, he will. He'll put it down. Put it down, big fella.
So
as, Bill Walton used to say.
So here's something that I've looked at with this Kings team. They had a situation after the trade, and it depends on what you want to do. Like, you can add Portland if you want to or not. Just for my argument's sake, I won't. Mm-hmm. But you had a stretch of 7 games where you were going up against where is it at? You're going up against New Orleans 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
You played Dallas. You played Charlotte and Utah, and the Warriors are in there as well. In that 7 games, they went 5-2. I don't think that's that bad. You know, saying like, hey, I understand people are like, nah, man, you got to win all those games against the Hornets and the bad team, put the Mavericks in there. You got to go 6-1, and maybe you lose the Warriors again. I get it. I get it. But 5-2 in that stretch is, that's okay. That's okay for what we were asking from that team.
Sure. I think a 5-2 stretch.
At any time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's two things. The what you said, the loss to the Pelicans is tough. You know, they've actually won a couple of games since that Sacramento game, but
beat the hell out of the Spurs.
That's tough. And I don't just think it's the Warriors game. I think it's the way that game looked.
That was nasty.
And it was at home. I think when you pull back, it's like, okay, you're right. 5-2, 7-game stretch. It's not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that bad. They did lose to Portland.
But I remember why I didn't add those 2 games, because
LaRavia wasn't
here. LaRavia was the first game here, and the reason why I didn't add Portland is that New Orleans game was the first game of the full roster.
Okay.
And when we saw how LaRavia came out and did his thing. So since they had the full roster that they have right now, they're 5-2 in those games.
Okay.
And I think I think it's pretty good. We're not having a parade for it or anything, but when you talk about kind of handling business, I think that's good. You can say they handle business in that situation. That may be the last point where you could say they handle business, because you wouldn't say that at 4-3. But 5-2 in a 7-game stretch, I think they did okay. Let's see if they can build on that.
Sure. I mean, and that's all you could do. Like, you could narrow it down further. Say you've got 2 wins in a row. How can you build on this? You've started off the road trip with a victory. How can you build on it? Like, you can look for little micro levels of growth, as far as you want. Speaking from a fan perspective, I think the frustration of that Warriors loss was pretty great. You could have buried the – You could have buried the Pelicans game. You would have been frustrated, I think, still, but you could have buried it with the strong outing out of the All-Star break, after the break. Guys looking a little closer to what it looked like versus Charlotte versus Golden State. The fact that you would have won the series against them, which means you would have had that half-game lead on them no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Then, you know, now you go into the Charlotte game. Had you just played well in that one, Steph breaks your heart at the end or whatever, it's like, all right, you still have that, like, underlying feeling of, man, the Warriors are ascending.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't feel like the teams are going in the opposite direction, but you feel like, man, the Warriors are ascending. This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, got to bounce back versus Charlotte. Whereas getting roughed up versus the Warriors the way that they did made the Charlotte game like, all right, they took care of business. Well, they had to. Mm-hmm. Just got their ass kicked at home.
It was also frustrating, too, because you're coming off the All-Star break. So if it was four games in five nights, it might feel different. But you had all this rest.
No built-in excuses.
Yeah,
except the first game out of the All-Star break.
Well,
it's tough.
That was a built-in loss right there.
It's tough, man. There's like 82 built-in losses in like NBA thinking.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.